where you need to go, wherever that may happen to be. I don't know where you're headed, but we're going to help get you there with a whole heap of Texas music fixing to throw on all y'all. This is a little bit of Dino and the Deltones from San Antonio. And from Beaumont, here comes Clarence Bonton Garlow.
You're to come along with me to the land of dreams. Just take Route 90 down to New Orleans. Right out of California through New Mexico. We'll have a cup of coffee in El Paso.
From Beaumont on Texas Music Hour of Power. Clarence was known as Clarence Bonton Garlow because he ran a chain of drive-ins down there in the Golden Triangle called the Bonton Drive-Ins. So whenever he's doing songs and singing these Bonton songs, he's doing some advertising on the radio. Good God, y'all, who knew? But now you do know, because this is the Texas Music Hour of Power. Now, here he comes. I think it was his birthday yesterday. Anyhow, yesterday, today, from Gilmer, and known as the Texas Cannonball, went to Chicago, Cincinnati to make a name for himself before he came back to Dallas and started singing about the Palace of the King. But here he is, the man who built the Armadillo World Headquarters, among other things, Mr. Freddie King. back when he was recording for King Records in Cincinnati and laying down some really cool guitar sounds, but also doing some serious singing, like you're hearing right here on the Tex Music Hour Power. We've got so much serious music coming your way tonight. Lord almighty, I hope I don't get too twisted and tied before this thing's over. I'm already running out of breath, and I see a crowd out there ready to go. By the way, all you all in attendance tonight, my sidekick, Lee Mysterio, Leatherwood, Elaine Leatherwood, coming all the way down from Austin, all your posse, anything that you want to dance to, you got to let me know with those requests. And y'all are in that, you're in that priority boarding area at the airport. Back when you get in line, you always want to be in priority. Y'all in priority, anything you want to hear, anything you want to groove to tonight. We've got vibes for Sid Lister tonight. We've got all kinds of good music, whatever y'all want. We got it, and we're fixing to give it to you, and we're fixing to get in to some live music right here on the Texas Music Hour of Power, right here at KWVH, downtown Wimberley, Wimberley Valley Radio. But first, this one is for longtime Wimbledonian who always lets me know, back when she was a young girl, this was her favorite band. Here's Adolf Hoffner with some Text Check. Jacques Chamas, it's time for the Barbara Polka on the Texas Music Hour of Power. Barbara Polka, Adolf Hoffner and his Pearl Wranglers on Texas Music Hour Power. A little text check to get y'all going, to get y'all sliding across the flagstone or the dance floor or whatever it is. Whatever moves y'all tonight, this is a good time to move because the sun's going down. It's cool here at 94.3 where everything's a stone groove and it's gotten a whole lot cooler because Dave Gonzalez and Susanna Van Tassel have slunk on in here out of the heat.
Hello, Joe.
And thank you for leaving y'all's unmarked cave and the air-conditioned comfort and coming out here when, you know, the heat is on. But y'all answered the call. I asked if you could come because, you know, I've been playing a lot of the Grits and Gravy, y'all's latest groove.
Yes.
Running into you all at the Devil's Backbone.
And here and there.
And here and there in the strangest places. And, you know... I know about your past, Dave, with the Paladins and the Hacienda Brothers.
Yes, sir.
And then, you know, what, we're out the Devil's Backbone, and you're introducing me to John Doe. I mean, yeah. I know you came from a West Coast scene, but you've had roots down here in the Hill Country for quite a while.
Came in 1982 and really fell in love with it, and the community was so many great musicians everywhere, great gigs everywhere. The cost of living was real low. I mean, you could get Shiner at that time for about $1.65 a six-pack. I mean, you know, you're losing money if you don't buy it, right?
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, you can get a bad batch back then.
Then we really lucked out. We got into Antone's, we got into the Continental Club, and then all kinds of other places in between here and there. So I was lucky to get in early 82, came in and out, went back to Tucson with Chris Gaffney, and that's where we did the Hacienda Brothers. And then we kept coming back out here to play. And then when Chris got sick, I just stayed here. You know, I did the benefit for him here, and we did the tribute record for him here with Stuart Sullivan over there. And I just stayed, and I'm so glad I did. I'm so fortunate I did, because it's where I met my lovely wife, is right here, and this Susanna Van Tassel right here.
So how did that happen, Susanna? How did you two run into each other?
Well, I'm surprised we hadn't run into each other earlier, but... I just happened into a South by Southwest party that a friend of mine was playing, and Dave was there to play with the Stone River Boys, and I just said hello, and I used to see the Paladins when I was much younger, back in the 80s, and so I recognized Dave, just said hello, and we became friends. And just, we got to sing a duet together.
That was our first time we sang together, because one of the bands didn't show up, and the other band had her up singing, and I said, oh, yes, this gal sings good. And then they called me up, and I said, would you please come back up here and sing with us?
And I did.
And she did. You want to hear the first one we ever did together?
Yeah, first song you guys did together.
It's not a very happy song. The warden.
Led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom, and I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest, and I heard him tell the warden just before he reached my cell, let my guitar playing friend do my request, let him sing me back home the song I used to hear, make my old memories come alive, take sing me back home before I die. Won't you sing me back home before I die?
All right.
That's where we started it.
That's
out.
That's a real uplifting tune.
That's how we started it, and we were just playing some of our old favorite country songs, you know. And then all of a sudden, a couple of weeks later, I get a phone call about Susanna's going to sing on the Loretta Lynn tribute show. And I said, ooh, that sounds great. She said, would you please come over and be my Conway? How can you turn this down, right? And so we went to start rehearsing for that, and we ended up writing a song together right out of the chute. We just came up with one. We weren't even dating yet, but we were hanging out a little bit. And this became the one of the first songs on our... Can I still sing it? So this is the one that we wrote, the first one when we got together and decided to write our own song. It's called The Sky Turned Blue, and it goes like this.
You may come true. The skies are clear when I'm with you. The cloudy days are far away. You make my every sky turn blue. You make the heartaches disappear. You wash away my every tear. The things you do prove love is true. You make my every sky turn blue. I can't forget the day I first laid eyes on you. They say that love is blind, but I don't think it's true. So many reasons for why I feel this way, and that is why we count our blessings every day. You make my every dream come true. The skies are clear when I'm with you. The cloudy days are far away. You make my every sky turn blue. You make my every sky turn blue. You make my every sky turn blue.
Dave and Susanna.
Thank you.
Sky turned blue. So you guys have continued working together while you're also, you've got your own studio at home.
Yes, I finally did. After building recording studios for about four or five other people, I finally decided I better just do my own thing at home and don't have to run around trying to do everybody else's thing. And it gave us a chance to write more. And then I'm starting to get other people in making records now, too. So it's just a little low-key thing. But the deal is, all these years, we were in studios making records. From the Paladins, we made a dozen or so records. Hacienda's made four or five records. I was always collecting as much old studio gear as I could. Anytime there was a broken down tape machine, or if I was in a radio station like you, and hey, you guys using that Scully over there? No, we haven't used it for a while. How much? You know, and I'd come home from these tours with a van load or a trailer load of tape or equipment, and you know, you stopped by a couple months ago, Joe, and you saw it's just a bunch of funky old gear.
But it's all vintage gear.
It's all vintage gear. Yeah, I'm really proud of it. The console's really special. It came from Tucson. A guy named Bill Cashman, he bought it brand new in the early 80s, and he was the number one guy recording all the Indian tribes. I mean, they came to him to borrow the Indian drums. He had this huge collection of all these Indian drums. And, I mean, he had hundreds of records all over the walls of his studio of all tribal records. So it's really a cool way to get the board, you know, to figure that board out. And then that's when Chris Gaffney and I made our first record on that console. And then it's kind of funny how that's one of the reasons why I ended up in Austin, because when I finally talked him into selling me that recording console, he said, well, I will sell it to you on one condition: you leave town. And I said, well, then I gotta go to Austin with it.
So all right, so you guys made a real funky album, which is all, you know, Muscle Shoals. I didn't realize you were telling me about your love of Dan Penn.
Oh, my heroes.
And just all things, you know, that Memphis sound, Muscle Shoals sound, and all
yes.
that. And I know it's not fair because we don't have a B3 in the house, but if you could do a song from Grits and Gravy, if you would, please. And
We play one off Grits and Gravy? Did you have one you were playing?
Oh,
off
you didn't
it?
Want to, you don't want to play one live, huh?
Well, it's kind of hard to do all that, but I mean I could do it. But we might be able to do a little bit of our newest one. Now we brought a rough mix of it, but. We'll try a little bit of this.
All right.
See here.
Even though you do me wrong and you won't do right, even though you might still need me in the middle of the night. tell you that you're just another love, just another love, just another love to me. Hear me talking now, you're just another love, just another love, just another love to me.
Let me tell you something. We used to get along completely and everything was right.
That's what you said.
Every time you call and need me, we end up in a doggone fight. And that ain't right. Now listen, I can't go on this way. You're just another love, just another love, just another love to me. Yes, you are now.
Just another love, just another love, just another love to me.
Come on, one more time, I said. Gonna fade it out now. Here we go. I said,
just another love, just another love, just another love to
Susanna
me.
Van Pessel, Dave Gonzalez, Texas Music on the Texas Music Hour of Power. Hey, thank you all for getting down with all of us tonight.
Thank you for having us, Joe. And thank you for always getting down on Saturday nights with the Texas Music Hour of Power. We've spread the word on you, too, all over coast to coast.
All right. Well,
it's one of our favorite things to do is tune in to you.
Clearly, you all have achieved salvation through Texas music.
Yes,
so
yeah.
It's okay to spread the word because, you know, miracles happen when you got Texas music in your life. Just look what's happening tonight. Despite the heat, we got people out here at party on the patio.
Ow!
And they're doing a rain dance. They're fixing to.
We need a bunch of rain dance.
All right, here she is, the left hand of sin, Miss Barbara Lynn. Ooh. On your Texas Music Hour, pal.
Oh, it wouldn't be an eye. As I packed my bags to leave, I thought we would start to cry. Change my mind, and I would like to start over.
Oh, yeah, that's Barbara Lynn, Can I Change My Mind? Did a little Tyrone Davis cover there on your Texas Music Hour Power. And I have warned the crowd out front listening live to this particular broadcast that we're fixing to have a twist contest. And boy, howdy, do we have swag. We've got Texas Music Hour Power spiritual T-shirts. We've got KWVH Wimberley Valley Radio T-shirts. We've got balloons for the kiddies. As always, complimentary perfume for all ladies. You don't even have to twist. All you have to do is say, make me smell pretty, and we'll take care of you here at the Texas Music Hour Power as a public service for all you all. But before we get to twisting, how about a little rock and roll from Dallas, 1968? The Gentleman, It's a Crying Shame. That's The Gentleman from Dallas featuring a cat named Seb Metter before he started a band called The Werewolves. Went on to kind of glam rock things out of Big D on your TMHOP with JMP on a Saturday night. Getting twisted and tied. Man, I tell you what. We're fixing to throw one on here. We've got Hula Hoops and we're going to start twisting here in one more song. But to get you all warmed up, just in case that backbone ain't slipping, you need to put a little skip in your hip, some glide in your stride. You know what I'm talking about, pep in your step. We're going to do a little bit of Texas Tornadoes here on your TMHOP. And Augie Myers on lead.
Hey, baby, que paso? Love you. Please don't leave me this and more though.
That's Tex Tornadoes on Tex Music Hour of Power. And I tell you what, we're so into this now, we've even got a vintage Augie Meyer t-shirt to give away to any participant in the forthcoming twist contest. No one else is doing this for y'all. Friends and neighbors, don't bother going to eat pizza just yet. Don't take that drink at the bar. Come on over here and fix to get it on. We're having a twist contest, and you're invited. Hula hoops are on hand. Pick them up. Do your thing. Swivel those hips. It's time to express yourself, friends and neighbors. Here comes Jabbo from Houston. It's time to Zydeco Twist on your Texas Music Hour of Power.
Come on, baby.
Goodness, that's Jabbo, the Texas Prince of Zydeco, on your Texas Music Hour Power, doing the Zydeco twist. It's a mighty good twisting, y'all. If you can't be here, friends and neighbors, I can't help you visualize this. You just missed it because there was some serious twisting going on. Nobody got hurt. We didn't have to call the EMS or anything like that. No one kind of went a little bit too far. We had people of all ages twisting. And now it's time to award each and every one of you Twisted your KWVH t-shirt for just participating. You are somebody now. You can wear this shirt with pride no matter where you go. Not just in the 94.3 listening area. I'm telling you, all over the United States and foreign countries. Friends and neighbors, it's a miracle right here. Come and get your shirts while you can. There is Tim Kiesling, the station general manager, awarding t-shirts to anybody that wants one. Friends and neighbors, no one else does a deal like this. Double your money back. Satisfaction guaranteed. Everybody takes home a memory. You can wear this station with pride. Tell your friends and neighbors when they see that KWVH and say, what does that stand for? You can let them know it stands for great music. So take advantage of it while you can. Get those t-shirts. Oh, my goodness, I haven't got enough twisting yet. Here comes Don Leedy and all the Leroy brothers twisting away.
Attention all twisters. This is an alert. Stand by for twist off.
Oh, yeah, doing the moon twist with the Leroy brothers on the Texas Music Hour of Power. Joe Nick Petoskey talking about getting twisted. I'm beyond twisted and tight. Friends and neighbors, I'm just glad that we've got seat belts to keep us grounded. Otherwise, I may be elevating way too high, way too early. I don't want to peak yet. We're just getting to the first half here. We're not even at the first half, Apogee, and we're fixing to do more. Joe King Carrasco and Chris Cummings are in the house. They're fixing to perform in Two Shakes of a Sheep's Tail. But I tell you what, Alejandro Escovedo had to phone it in. I texted him earlier today, and he said he was at the HEB getting a test kit. And he texted back, and he said that COVID's got a hold of him. And I said, Alejandro, it's a good time to be laying low. And that's one thing, as much as we love you sharing your music with us, we don't want you sharing that with us. So he agreed, and we're okay for that. But before we continue here, here's a song that is required of every high school marching band in Texas. If you don't know this one, you're not from Texas. Here he is from Fort Worth, assisted by Delbert McClinton. It's Bruce Chanel and Hey Baby. Chanel on your Texas Music Hour of Power. Hey, baby. And the Hey Guy, I was thinking about it, the Hey Guy, Major Bill Smith, who produced Hey Baby and also produced Hey Paula, because Paul of Paula Paula, Ray Hildebrand, just passed, had a nice obit in the New York Times that didn't mention Major Bill Smith. I wonder why. Might have been bad feelings between the artist and the producer. Who knows? But that's the way it goes here on Texas Music Hour Power. Now, here's a song about doing too much of a bad thing. We love playing these songs that celebrate our bad habits. This one's from back in the 1940s, kind of a visionary, way back when Jerry Irby saw the writing on the wall. Here he is with his Texas Ranchers on your Texas Music Hour Power.
Sweetheart is gone and I'm so lonely. She said that she and I were through. So I started drinking booze for pastime, driving nails in my coffin over you. I'm just driving those nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving those nails in my coffin, just driving those nails over you. Ever since the day that we parted, I've been so sad and so blue. I'm always thinking of you, love, and I can't quit drinking that old booze. I'm just driving those nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving those nails in my coffin, worrying, sweetheart, over you. my coffin, driving those nails over you.
Oh, yeah, that's Jerry Irby on Text Music Hour Power. Driving nails in my coffin. Bad habits are going to do you in if you don't watch yourself. And it's up to you whether you want those nails in your coffin or not. Frankly, I want to hang around a little bit longer. You know what? Some relationships, well, they're not meant to last very long. Here's Johnny Winter to testify on your TMHOP.
via the KWVH.
I'm almost out of breath, y'all. I think we've got a break in mind here for at least two shakes of the sheep's tail. And then Joe King Carrasco, Chris Cummings.
Hunting season's almost here, which means it's
playing
time
some Tex-Mex
for the
music, just like Los Mortores there.
Benefiting the Wimberley
English,
Knights of Columbus. Mark your calendar now.
Bilingual.
We will see you.
Yeah, how are we doing?
We're doing great.
All right. We're fixing to be at the top of the hour here. And I need to remind all you all that from the border to the basin to the hill country, all the way in the great beyond, you are grooving to Radio for a Wide Range. Thank you all for coming out and partying with us. We ain't done yet. We're just starting. And I do believe, if we got it in us, if we reach deep inside, we can stir up a ruckus. Now, it's up to you all to respond to the call and do the vamos a get down. You got it or you don't. And I do believe we got it. I want to keep it. I don't want to let it go. I got it in me, and I got to get it out of me. Friends and neighbors, I do believe we're stirring up a ruckus already. And it's going to get even a little bit better. Joe King Carrasco's in the house. Joe King. Joe King. Joe King. But first, we need to let you all know what you're listening to and who you're listening with. And don't forget to support your favorite community radio station. Without y'all, we can't be doing this. Yeah.